Break free and quit nicotine for good. If you've ever tried to quit smoking or vaping and struggled, you're not alone. But there is a way out, and it starts with understanding the cycle of addiction and how to support both your body and your mind. Nicotine is often seen as a quick fix, a cigarette to take the edge off, a vape to ease the stress. But what people may not realize is that this temporary relief comes at a long-term cost. While it may feel like smoking helps you relax, nicotine addiction can actually make stress, anxiety, and mood swings worse over time. When you smoke or vape, nicotine quickly reaches your brain and releases dopamine, the feel-good chemical. This creates a sense of calm or temporary mood boost, but the effect doesn't last. Soon after, your body starts craving another dose. The result? You feel more irritable, anxious, and stressed out until you get your next fix. This constant cycle of highs and lows can make you feel like you need nicotine to cope, but in reality, it's causing stress too. Over time, nicotine changes how your brain works. It can affect concentration, sleep, and emotional regulation, all of which play a role in your overall mental health.
Why in the world would people do this? Well, it turns out most of them don't want to. In the best surveys that one can find of if you could quit smoking, if you could quit vaping, would you? What you find is that at least for cigarette smokers, 70%, 70, want to quit.
When you stop using nicotine, withdrawal symptoms can feel tough. You might experience irritability or restlessness, trouble concentrating, mood swings, increased anxiety, a low mood, or strong cravings. These symptoms are your brain's way of readjusting. And while they can be uncomfortable, they are also temporary. The good news? There are ways to make the process easier, and they don't involve doing it alone. Quitting nicotine is about building new habits, mindsets, and support systems that help you stay free. Practices like deep breathing, meditation, or mindful walking can help you manage stress and cravings in the moment. Even just a few minutes a day can calm your nervous system and reduce the urge to reach for nicotine. You can also consider talking to a therapist, especially one trained in cognitive behavioral therapy, who can help you identify your triggers and develop new coping tools. You'll learn how to change the thoughts and behaviors that keep you stuck in the cycle of addiction. Exercise is another route you can explore. Even light movement, like walking or stretching, can help your brain naturally produce feel-good chemicals, reduce cravings, and boost your mood.
If you can get through that first week, either by sheer grit or by finding other methods to increase dopamine, healthy methods, I would hope, and certainly cold showers, ice baths have been shown to do that, by the way. This was described in Dr. Anna Lemke's book, Dopamine Nation. Cold showers can increase dopamine, exercise, positive social interactions. It's very likely that people will need to use other healthy methods to offset that reduction in dopamine if ever they stand to get through that first week. And again, if you can get through that first week, chances are quite a bit higher that you'll be able to maintain the cessation of smoking or vaping.
Remember, you don't have to do it alone. Joining a support group online or in person can connect you with people who understand what you're going through. Reach out to the National Council Against Smoking on 011-725-1514. Or the South African Depression and Anxiety Group on 0800-567-567 for guidance and encouragement. Breaking free from nicotine isn't just good for your physical health. It's one of the most liberating things you can do for your mental well-being. Every craving you overcome is a win. Every smoke-free day is a step towards clarity, calm, and confidence. Thank you to Andrew Huberman of Huberman Lab for the audio clip used in this soundbite. For more personalized support and expert advice, please refer to your dedicated toll-free number or send an SMS to 31581. Disclaimer: the information is shared on condition that listeners will make their own determination, including seeking advice from a healthcare professional. Errors and omissions accepted. Life Healthcare Group Limited and Life Health Solutions do not accept any responsibility for any loss or damages suffered by the listener as a result of the information provided.